This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India, as the world's fifth largest economy, must necessarily develop a broad and diverse set of energy relationships. Speaking at a media event in Mumbai yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said, after decades of hearing the virtues of globalization, the world today is grappling with the reality of industrial policies, export controls and tariff wars. He said, ensuring a favorable energy environment for coming decades is understandably one of India's key diplomatic objectives. The External Affairs Minister said, the idea of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas also applies to the country's foreign policy, adding that India is among the few that can simultaneously engage with Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Iran, the Democratic West and the Global South, and the BRICS and the Quad countries. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export effective from 1st of April. The Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said, this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. As per the estimates, higher production of crops during the Rabi season, including onion, is expected to further ease the market price in the coming months. The Directorate General of Goods and Services Tax Intelligence, DGGI, has blocked 357 websites of illegal or non-compliant offshore online money gaming entities. The DGGI has intensified its enforcement actions against offshore online gaming entities. The online money gaming industry comprises both domestic and foreign operators. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has extended the submission deadline for the online application forms of Common University Entrance Test, CUET, undergraduate 2025 till tomorrow. The CUET UG 2025 is tentatively scheduled to be held from 8th of May to 1st of June this year in computer-based test mode at various centres across the country and in 15 cities abroad. The nation is paying homage to great revolutionaries of the Indian freedom struggle, Shahid-e-Azam Bhagat Singh, Shivram Rajguru and Sukhdev Thapar, who were executed at the Central Jail in Lahore on this day in 1931. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to the great freedom fighters on their Martyrs' Day today. In a video message shared on social media platforms, Mr. Modi recalled their fearless pursuit of freedom and justice.
आज इतने वर्षों बाद भी अमर शहीद भगत सिंह, राजगुरु और सुखदेव के बलिदान की गाथा देश के बच्चे बच्चे की जुबान पर शहीद दिवस पर मैं देश के लिए अपना सर्वस्व न्योछावर करने वाले सभी वीर वीरांगनाओं को कृतज्ञ राष्ट्र की तरफ से भावांजलि अर्पित करता हूं.
Nation is remembering great freedom fighter Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia on his birth anniversary today. Dr. Lohia, a socialist political leader, was born on this day in 1910 at Akbarpur in Uttar Pradesh. Paying tribute to the veteran leader, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post described Dr. Lohia as a fierce freedom fighter and an icon of social justice. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said, to make the Fit India movement a success, the people in the country must include regular exercise and cycling in their daily routine. The minister was speaking after participating in the nationwide Fit India Sundays on Cycle campaign at Lucknow this morning. The Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority, APEDA, has announced the global resurgence of the traditional Indian Goli soda, rebranded as Goli Pop Soda. In a statement, Commerce and Industry Ministry said that this iconic beverage is making a remarkable comeback on the global stage, driven by its innovative reinvention and a strategic international expansion. The product has already made strong inroads in global markets with successful trial shipments to the US, UK, Europe and Gulf countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.